Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And this is your Rainbow reporter, Doug Pollard, bringing it to you yet again. Now, the theme of today has been, it's time. It's time for a lot of things. It's time to get rid of that stupid sodomy law in Queensland. It's time that we were allowed to get married. It's time that you got yourself up to Sydney to demonstrate for that fact this coming weekend. It's also time to start recognising that in some respects, no matter how much we want to be part of the mainstream, the very fact that we are gay or lesbian means that our health issues are somewhat different. Now, coming up shortly next week, in fact, Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria are facilitating a forum on lesbians and breast cancer. That's coming up on December 8th. It's open to all lesbians, whether or not they've had breast cancer. And the idea is to generate a package of information for breast screening and breast cancer services on specific needs of lesbians in this area. And we say good afternoon now to the organiser of that conference, Catherine Barrett.
Hello, Doug.
Whoa, you're nice and loud. Welcome to the program, Catherine. Why do we need a special forum for lesbians and breast cancer? Isn't breast cancer, whoever gets it?
Well, no, it's not. It actually is. There are some differences, particularly for lesbians. We've conducted a review of the research and we've found that lesbians do have a slightly higher risk of breast cancer because we generally know that alcohol consumption is related to higher rates of breast cancer, being overweight is, not having had children.
You're not painting a very flattering picture of lesbians.
Yeah, well,
where are you?
No, it's the unfortunate truth that, you know, lesbian health and well-being is poorer than that of heterosexual women. And one of the effects of that is that there is a slightly higher risk of breast cancer. And kind of coupled with that is, we found with a survey with Breast Screen Victoria, is that lesbians are more reluctant to have breast screening than heterosexual women because they are worried about homophobia in services, so they're less likely to be screened, which then, of course, puts them at higher risk again.
Right. So now you've got some interesting speakers coming up here. This kind of evidence that you've got about lesbians and breast cancer, you've got a Dr. Rhonda Brown from Deakin talking
yes.
about that. Is this her area of specialism?
Yes, she has been doing some work at Deakin, looking at, with an epidemiologist, looking at the, you know, the facts and figures, particularly related to, yeah. So she'll be talking to us about a little bit more about what the facts and figures show. But, you know, we've conducted a review of the evidence at Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria and have found that there is a slightly higher risk.
Yeah. And who else have you got speaking here?
We've got Maura Canelli from Breast Screen Victoria coming to talk about the survey that she conducted at Midsummer, which was fascinating, I guess, and a really important survey because we heard from queer women generally that they think that their risk is the same.
Right.
And they also talked about, the survey asked, you know, why don't you have, you know, regular breast screens? And women said that, you know, staff attitudes are their main concern. They are worried about staff attitudes.
But, I mean, you know, a woman is a woman and a breast is a breast. How are they going to know that they're dealing with a gay woman?
Well, certainly they're not asking. And one of the things with Breast Screen Victoria is there are some people who would like to take their partner in with them. And even if not, if a woman is called back, quite often a woman will take a support person in with them.
Right.
And so that, so at one level a breast is a breast, but what we would really like to do is to get some feedback. You were talking earlier about the impact of personal stories, to get some feedback from women about their stories, about what services need to do, and then use that to educate services, and if services can then promote themselves as lesbian, trans, queer, women inclusive, then what we hope to achieve is that more lesbians will come and be screened.
Yeah, now you mentioned a fascinating point there. You talked about trans people.
Yes.
Obviously, they are going to have yet another set of issues around breast cancer and particularly around screening.
Yes.
Are you encouraging trans women to attend this forum as well?
Look, absolutely. We got some funding from the Australian Lesbian Medical Association, so there is an arm of our collaboration with Breast Screen Victoria that will be just focusing on lesbian and bisexual women. Mm. But
Some trans women identify as lesbian as well, so...
Yes. And also, too, the other thing that Breast Screen Victoria would like to do is to develop some policy or processes around... information for trans women. So there is, if trans women would like to come to the forum, we would welcome them attending. And there's also the opportunity to provide some written feedback. So if there are trans women who would like to provide us with some written feedback, they can contact us for a written submission pack.
Right.
And we'd be really pleased to have
So who do they contact for? That's you, is it?
Yep, they could contact me, just contact Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria.
Right, okay. And if you want the email address, let me know, and I'll give you the email address if anyone wants to write to Catherine. The next speaker you've got listed here was the one who really interested me, Kay Gravel from the Melbourne Institute of Creative and Experiential Arts Therapy.
Yes.
Arts therapy, is that important in breast cancer? Is that helpful?
Well, it is. It's another way of approaching, I guess, the exploration of a topic. And Kay has produced a very powerful film on her experience of breast cancer, and she's looking at the imagery around the pink lady. You know, the pink lady is the kind of symbol of breast cancer, and her film is about pink is not my colour. So a really powerful, I guess, for women who attend the session to see that you know, women are come in many shapes and sizes and forms and sexualities, and what we want to do is really convey that for service providers. So, yes, so her approach has been very creative, and she has a very powerful film and a very powerful message.
Right, and your final speaker is Carol Ann Allen, who's a psychotherapist and counsellor working with the lesbian community. So obviously she's got a good deal to offer. But part two of this thing is probably, in some respects, the most important reason for doing this, which is the feedback you're going to get from the participants.
Look, absolutely, Doug. And it's really about, you know, giving people who come some information, but really getting feedback. And it's that thing you were talking about before, the impact of personal stories. And it doesn't have to be women who have had breast cancer, but just, you know, anyone who can come along and help us to gather some information on, you know, how a service could be inclusive of lesbians, bi or trans women.
Yeah. Well, tell us again when and where this is all happening.
So the forum is next Thursday, the 8th of December, from 4 till 6 p.m.
And where is it happening?
And it's happening at Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, which is next to the Vic Market at 215 Franklin Street.
I know the place.
And if people can't attend, they can contact us and we can send them a written submission pack so they can give us some feedback anyway. And I guess it's that really, you know, that sense with a lot of, you know, there's a real opportunity for us to give these services some feedback so they can be more inclusive, so that we can promote their services to lesbians, bi and trans women, so they are being screened.
All right. Well, let's hope you get a good turnout there. Catherine, thank you very much for your...
Fantastic. Thanks, Doug.
...time this afternoon. That was Catherine Barrett there. Just to repeat, Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, Thursday, the 8th December. That's next Thursday, 4 to 6 at their headquarters, which is 215 Franklin Street here in Melbourne. It's right next door sure, to the Queen Vic Market. So, you know, go and do a bit of shopping first if you want to. Earlier on, we were asking you to join us here at Joy, because although we may be on air, we don't run on air. And we are having a super sizzling Christmas drive, which includes a nice prezzy for you if you could win one of four Weber BBQ barbecues and a cookbook. Thanks to our sponsor, Barbecues Plus, Melbourne's leading specialist BBQ retailer, it says here. You could also win a Plain Jane or Plain Jane travel pack, or a beautiful chocolate gift from Sweet As. So you get lots of chances to win things, and you keep the airwaves full of joy this Christmas. You give us a call, 1-300-JOY-949, and sign up today. And that's exactly what Simon in Elwood did. Simon, thank you very much, and good luck with the barbecue.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.